Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Say, I'd like to have you hear some of the highlights in the sports announcers here. For instance, in the spring and summer, you'll hear him on the air almost every day saying something like this.
It's a hard hit ball. There it goes, way out toward the left field fence. It looks like it's going to be. Yes, it is, fans. It's a home run. And another case of Wheaties for hard-hitting Jimmy Buck. What a hit and what a ball player.
In the fall, his broadcast sounds something like this.
It's going to be a pass. His ball is fading back. And there goes the ball straight into Don Hutson's arms. Another touchdown pass for the Green Bay Packers.
In the wintertime, you'll hear him saying...
West High is in the center of the court. Olsen dribbles. Passes to Hale. Hale to Johnson. Johnson passes to Tucker out of the basket. Tucker shoots. And it's a basket. West High leads North 6-5.
No matter what the season is, there's always a sport in the limelight. And that's the reason why so many fellows and girls follow Jack Armstrong's personal training rules the year round. They know that keeping in tip-top physical shape 365 days a year is mighty important in helping them become leaders in their favorite sports. Now, to refresh your memory, here are the famous Jack Armstrong training rules. First, get plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. Second, use lots of soap and water, as cleanliness is mighty important to an athlete's condition. And third, eat a breakfast of champions every morning. Did you get that? Eat a breakfast of champions every morning. Just because a thermometer takes a nosedive is no reason why you should miss out on your Wheaties milk and fruit any morning. Not at all. Wheaties, made from choice whole wheat, are a good source of abundant food energy. The food fuel that helps keep you warm when the weather gets chilly. Yes, a breakfast of champions is a mighty swell training breakfast the whole year round. Ask Mother to get Wheaties right away. Then eat a breakfast of champions every morning. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Jack Armstrong, Billy, and the Filipino Michelle are climbing down a steep mountainside in the Philippines to reach Uncle Jim's car, which was carried over the cliff by a landslide. In the car is an important chart and a luminous ring, which Uncle Jim needs to recover some valuable lost uranium. But the unscrupulous adventurer, Dr. Shapato, also wants this uranium, and he has sent Black Bear down the cliff to recover the chart and ring. Uncle Jim and Betty are waiting higher up in the mountain with a tribe of friendly Negritos who are holding Shapato and his accomplice Lazaro prisoners. And now, as Jack and Billy and Michelle carefully descend the steep mountainside, dislodging loose rocks as they do so, they're keeping a careful lookout for Blackbeard. Listen.
It's getting awfully steep now, Jack. Look at those rocks go bouncing down the cliff.
Be careful, Billy. Don't go bouncing down with them.
Oh, I'll be careful. Gosh, I wish I were barefooted like Michelle here.
My feet tough, Senor Billy. Your feet not tough yet.
My hands are getting pretty tough, Michelle, from hanging onto these bushes.
We'll be lucky if we have bushes to hang onto all the way, Billy.
Yeah, and we'll be lucky if another landslide doesn't start and carry us down to the car with it. Say, Jack, this is getting steep. It almost makes me dizzy to look straight down into the valley below.
Don't look down when you feel dizzy, Billy. Look up. Look up to where we left Uncle Jim and Betty.
But gosh, all hooligans, Jack. I've got to look down to see where I'm stepping.
Just look at the cliff, Billy. Don't look out into empty space.
You ought to be far enough down now to see the car, Jack.
I see it, Billy. But you keep your eyes on where you're stepping. We're going in the right direction.
Yeah, the dizziness is gone now, Jack. Jump on crickets. We're almost halfway down to the car, but I don't see any sign of Blackbeard. Do you?
Not a sign, Billy. Michelle, are you sure that Blackbeard was going to try to get down to the car? It's a mighty steep climb.
Me think Blackbeard go down to car. Senor Shapato say go. So, me think Blackbeard go.
A steep climb wouldn't bother Blackbeard, Jack. Not the way he can climb through the rigging of a boat.
He's probably getting down pretty close to the car now, Billy. There's so much bush growing out from this cliff, it'd be hard to see him.
He's got a head start on this, sure enough. If we don't hurry, he's going to get that chart and ring and get away before we even get down there.
He must have climbed down a different way. We'd have seen him if he'd gone down this way.
We see him. He almost down.
Where, Michelle? Where is he?
I see him too, Billy. He's to our left and about halfway between us and the car.
Then he'll get there long before us. He'll get the chart and the ring and we'll never catch him.
I don't know about that, Billy. There's a vertical cliff right downhill of him, I think. He'll have to cut over to the right and then go down. That'll take a little time.
But I still don't see... Oh, yes, I do. He's letting himself down the side of the mountain by some small trees.
Stop! He look up. He's looking back up, Billy. Stay still so he doesn't see us.
He doesn't see us, Jack. There, he's working his way down again. He doesn't know that we're after the chart and ring, too.
He's working over to the right. He's afraid to try that vertical cliff.
We've just got to go faster, Jack. He's going to get there way ahead of us.
Watch it, Billy. It's dangerous to go too fast. That stone you're stepping on doesn't look safe to me.
Oh, gosh! Jack, I'm slipping!
Hang on, Billy. Hang on to that bush.
I'm holding on, Jack, but the bush is pulling out.
Come on, Michelle. We've got to get a hold of Billy, quick.
Hurry, Jack. The bush is breaking loose. I can feel it, Gil.
We'll be there in a second, Billy. Take your toes in. Yeah, boy. That takes some of the strain off the bush.
I'm digging my toes in, Jack, but I can't get much of a foothold.
That's right, Michelle. Wrap one arm around that small tree and stretch your leg down to Billy. I can get there in half a jiffy.
Here, Senor Billy, you reach my leg.
I'll try. The bush is breaking.
Grab Michelle's leg, Billy. Yeah, boy. Now hold on to it. And you hold on to that tree, Michelle.
Me got hold, Jack.
And I've got your leg, Michelle. But can you hold on to that tree until Jack gets here?
Me hold tight. Hurry, Senor Jack.
I'll get right below you, Billy. Right to the feet there, and I can get braced against that small tree.
Don't, Jack. That's too dangerous. If I fly down on top of you, you'll lose your hold.
No, I won't. Here, this little tree is well-rooted, and I've got a good brace. Now, let go and slide to me.
I'm afraid to, Jack. I'm afraid to for your sake. I'm afraid I'll knock you down the cliff.
That's our only chance, Billy. Michelle can't hold you forever, and we're wasting time. I won't get knocked down. Let go.
Okay. Here I come.
The tree held.
Oh.
You're all right now.
I wasn't so afraid for myself, Jack, but I was afraid for you. Oh, if it hadn't been for Michelle and you...
Forget it, Billy. Come on down, Michelle. We'll wait for you.
Me come. You brave person, Senor Jack.
Well, look, Jack. Blackbeard is looking back up now. He sees us. He must have heard me shout.
Now he knows that the chart and ring are in the car. He knows we're going after them.
He started down again, Jack. Look how fast he's going. We've just got to hurry.
Oh, no, we don't, Billy. That's what happened when you started to hurry before. We'll make haste slowly and safely.
Me come now. We go, huh?
Come on, Billy. But watch your step.
I'll watch every step this time, Jack.
We may have more time than we think. Blackbeard doesn't know where the chart and ring are. And there's an awful lot of stuff piled in that car.
But, Jack, he's going to have lots of time to hunt. Why, he'll be there in just a moment.
The car's turned over on its back, Billy. Maybe the doors are jammed. Maybe he can't get in.
Nope. One of the front doors is open. I can see it from here. Gosh, he can get in the front of the car.
I'm afraid he can't. And that's where the chart and ring are, right in the glove compartment.
Maybe he get chart and ring. Then what he do? If he come back, we get him.
Jumping crickets, Michelle, you're right. We've got him trapped. He can't come back up without us getting him.
That's right, Billy. So what'll he do then?
Well, I guess he'll just keep on going down the mountain until he can get away.
That's what he'll do, unless he's prepared to fight.
Oh, not Blackbeard. He'd never try to fight the three of us.
Me hope he try. Me no like Blackbeard. He big bag full of wind.
That's just what he is, Michelle, a big bag full of wind. If he finds the chart and ring, he won't try to get back to Chapado and Lazaro right away. He'll try to shake us off by slipping down the mountain.
Well, you can just bet your boots that we'll be right there after him.
The only thing I'm afraid of is that Chapado and Lazaro will come down and join him.
But the Negritos have captured Chapado and Lazaro.
Yes, but they may get away. Chapado has lots of nerve, and Lazaro is one clever hombre. Between the two of them, they may manage to get away and come down to join Blackbeard.
But then Uncle Jim will come down, too.
No, he's got Betty with him. He can't afford to take many chances.
But, gee, my nitty, Jack, we can catch Blackbeard and get the chart and ring away from him before Chapado and Lazaro can ever get to him.
That's what we'll have to do. Look, Blackbeard's down to that level spot where the car landed.
He's looking back at us. He wants to see how much time he has.
He's not wasting any time. He's running to the car now.
Look, Jack, over here. The landslide made a regular trough in the side of the mountain. I bet you we could slide down that like lightning.
We'd slide down like lightning, all right, but maybe we couldn't stop. Maybe we'd go head over heels.
But look at Blackbeard. He's squeezing his big hawk into the car now. He'll have that chart and ring in a second, Jack. We can't let him get too far away with it.
Okay, Billy, we'll try it. Are you game, Michelle?
Me try. Me try anything with you, Senor Jack.
All right, I'll go first. Billy, you slide behind me and then Michelle.
We'll be right behind you, Jack. Say, this is going to be fun.
We'll probably burn the sea out of our britches. We'll slide feet first. Keep your feet in the air when you slide down, Billy. If your foot got caught, you'd break a leg or tumble over on your neck. Here goes.
Oh, boy. I'm a human landslide. Are you coming, Michelle?
Me come plenty fast, Senor Billy. Me come faster as you. Look out.
Look out, Jack. We're overtaking you.
Hey there. What's the hurry?
I can't go any slower.
We'll end up in a heap together. Watch it. We're reaching the bottom.
Gee. Oh. hope I didn't rip my trousers too much.
Never mind the clothes. Look at Blackbeard. He's getting out of the car. He doesn't know which way to run.
Yes, he does. He's going on down the mountain. Come on, Michelle. Let's go get him.
We'll stop by at the car first, Billy. Maybe he didn't get the charger ready.
I'll soon find out. Wait a minute. I'll get in the car and look.
Keep an eye on Blackbeard, Michelle. Watch which way he goes.
Me watch, Senor Jack. Me see which way he goes.
They're going, Jack. Blackbeard hears him. He's got the chart in the ring.
Come on, Billy. We're going to get them from him.
Well, which way did he go, Jack? Did he go straight down?
Straight down, Billy. There, you can see him. Come on.
What? He's disappeared, Jack. I can't see Blackbeard anywhere.
He went over the edge of the cliff, Billy. That's why we can't see him. We'll be there in a second.
A suffering catfish. It looks like another steep cliff.
No, it's not so steep. It goes right down to the creek bottom.
There's Blackbeard. Jumping, Jiminy, but is he making time?
Look, Billy, he's slipping.
He's lost his footing, Jack. He's rolling over and over.
It's a good thing this hillside isn't any steeper. He'd break his neck.
Sure. There. He's picked himself up. He's looking back at us, Jack.
He's off again. He's almost to the creek bottom. Come on, Billy. We don't want to lose sight of him. We'll have to slide down the way he did.
Senor Jack, you look this way. You see what me see?
Where, Michelle?
Up this way. You look up mountain.
What's up there, Michelle? We haven't time to stop and look at the scenery.
Senor Shepato up there. Lazaro up there. They start down.
Gosh, all fish hooks. Where, Michelle?
Up there, you see.
I see them, Billy. Right up where we came from. They've just started down the first cliff.
But how on earth?
It doesn't matter how they got away, Billy. We've got to get that chart and ring from Blackbeard before they get here. Come on. I'm going to slide down and go after Blackbeard.
Okay, Jack. We're right behind you.
Here we go.
Well, this isn't as bad as the last one.
Oh, it's bad enough. There won't be anything left of my clothes now.
Blackbeard reached the bottom. Can you see him?
Well, I see him. He's ducking off to the right.
We'll be down there in a second.
We'll catch him then. He can't slide any further, and we can outrun him.
Watch it, Billy.
We're almost at the bottom.
There we are. Okay. Boy, was that a slide. Where'd he go to, Jack? I don't see him.
He went this way on this old foot trail. That's funny. I don't see him either.
But gosh, all willikins. We can see way down the trail, and he's not in sight.
He's not in sight, Billy, but he's not far off. And we're going to find him before Shepato and Lazaro get here. Come on.
Say, where did Blackbeard disappear to? Did he just get swallowed up by the mountain? There must be something very surprising along that old foot trail. Jack and Billy and Michelle are going to have to do some fast thinking. And some quick acting, too, because Shepato and Lazaro are on the way down the mountainside now. There's some fast action ahead, and you won't want to miss it. So be sure to listen in, all of you, at this same time tomorrow for another exciting episode of The Country of the Headhunters with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Look, here's a little message I'd like to have you pass on to Mother. All ready for it? Well, I'd like to have you tell Mother that Wheaties give you every bit of the well-known essential nourishment of choice, natural whole wheat. Vitamins B1 and G, minerals, and fuel energy to help keep you warm. What's more, the Council on Foods of the American Medical Association has accepted Wheaties as a preferred breakfast cereal. Now, that's a mighty swell recommendation in anyone's language. So have Mother get you a supply of Wheaties from the grocer right away.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our TV channel.